to the Women Transform Podcast with your host, Pamela Jordan, where we help women become the kingdom women and to walk in God's purpose for their life. Where we encourage women and empower women to reflect upon real life issues from a biblical point of view. Are you ready to transform your life? Well, come along with me on this journey to be transformed together. So let's get started.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Come on. Good evening, everyone. Make your way on in. Good evening. Come on in. How's everybody doing? Make your way on in. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Good to see everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, Carolyn, Glenda. Hey, Cynthia. Hey, good evening. Make your way on in. I do not own the rights to this music. This is Maverick City Music. Chandler Moore and Stephanie, I can't pronounce her last name, Grazinger. Hello. Would you guys make your way on in? Hey, Cynthia. Hey, hey. Everybody say hello to each other. Grab your Bibles, your journals, your notebooks, whatever you got. I'm going to bring it down a little bit. We're going to go ahead and get started. How's everybody's day been? How have you guys been doing? How's it been looking? Hope you guys had some good day today. I'm kind of tired today. I'm looking sweaty and everything. It has been a day today, but God is good. I thank God just for being here. I had an awesome service yesterday. Church was beautiful. Church was wonderful. The message that was preached was like, I wanted to talk about it tonight, but I'm not going to touch it. The topic was darkness, watch out for the stars. And that was awesome. Ephesians, the fifth chapter, which was an awesome message Pastor taught on yesterday. But welcome, ladies. Welcome to the Women Transform Sisterhood Bible Study. For those of you who are new, come on in. Thank you for joining us tonight, 8 o'clock. Every Monday, 8 o'clock, we try to get it in and get in that fellowship with you guys, that we have fellowship with each other and encourage each other, lift each other up. Let somebody know that we are here. Put your thumbs up, stars up. Sharing is caring. We have been doing some awesome studying, awesome conversations, just being moved by God of what to talk about and to keep you ladies encouraged. All right. And that's what we're here to keep each other encouraged and keep each other lifted up. With everything that's been going on in our society. All right, you guys, how many of y'all had, I think I saw some of y'all on here that had your Chucks and Pearls on the inauguration. Thumbs up for our vice president. She's getting it in for the sisters. Ladies, that's just letting us know we got to step up our game and whatever we're doing with ministry, your business. You know, we have to keep, this is, the sisterhood is so important. This is why we have to keep each other encouraged, just to see that we have Kamala Harris in the seat of a vice president, a woman, a black woman, a mixed race woman, that's in that type of position. That's God letting us know we can do all things through Christ, and we can do, hey, Debbie, thank you for joining us. Come on in. We can do whatever we desire and put our hearts to do. And so we got to keep lifting each other up as sisters. You guys know this is the sisterhood, and we come in here to encourage each other, to lift each other up. And it's so good to see a woman in that type of position. Now, they won't give her the presidency, but we got a woman in there, and that's so important. So that should encourage each and every one of you. If you had your chucks in the closet, take them out. You got your pearls. Get to go get you some. Just, you ain't got to wear them, but hang them up somewhere in your room to encourage yourself this year to stay focused, to get focused, to do what God has called you to do. All right? Y'all know how it works. This is our vision board month, and get your vision boards going and everything. I know I need to do a vision board workshop pretty soon, but I'm just here to encourage you guys to get it done, y'all. 2021 is our year. I believe it, Cynthia. Ladies, I believe this is our year. I believe God has opened the door for the women to step out on faith, to get it done. Black women, we've been in the background for a long time. We've been giving our information to people. They've been taking our ideas for a long time. Many of you are talented, gifted in skills in areas that you don't even realize that you are in. And it's time to come forth and step forth and do what God has called you to do. Okay? So tonight we're going to be talking about tonight, and it kind of ties in a little bit of what we're going to be talking about. Tonight we're talking about how, hey Beverly, thank you for coming on in. How can I honor God in my suffering? In our scripture, we're coming from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. And I claim it too, Carolyn. I'm serious, you guys. We got to claim it. I know Miss Glenda got her ministry. She started this year, I think a little bit of last year, but she's getting that thing rolling, and it's been awesome. It's time to get things going. If you got something in your spirit and in your heart that you want to do, ladies, we got to step out and encourage each other to do it and walk through. Yes, God is opening up the doors for the women of gospel. Yes, he is. And you guys got to walk through the door. I know Deidre has a song called Open Door Season. This is the open door season for many of you. Don't let the door close behind and you don't walk in it. Walk in it. Because you never know what's on the other side of the door. You can't stand on one side of the door and he opens it up and you scared to walk through it because of what people may say to you or what you have heard, and the enemy is feeding you and is making you fearful and scared to walk through, or what you've gone through. Don't allow it to dictate to what your future is going to be. Walk through the open door. Use what you've gone through, ladies, as a stepping stone to take you up to another level. And we cannot be afraid to answer the call. That's right. You cannot be afraid to answer the call. God is calling. And the call, guys, is not just being behind a pulpit and have to be a preacher and title. Many of you are called to do things in so many levels and realms of life, and you guys got to walk through it. We got to push each other to go forth and do that which God has called you to do. Okay? It's not meant for you to continue to be in a certain position. You know, God is about elevation. God is about growth. He wants us to grow. He wants us to elevate no matter what you're doing, where you're going. So in talking about how can I honor God in my suffering, it is so important, and when I thought about it, you know, trying to figure out what to talk about, and that just kept coming in my spirit about many of you have gone through some stuff last year. Many of you are going through some things, but we got to learn how to take what we're going through, our sufferings, our situations, and use them as stepping stones to take us higher. Pull out something out of your suffering. There is something in it that you can use and turn it around to give God the glory, okay, and honor God in your suffering. We all go through things. We all have gone through some things. But it's what we do with what we've gone through is what God honors and looks at. If you're going to sit there and woe is me and be in the pity party because you're going through something, you're suffering something, you know what? You're never going to make it anywhere. Take that which you have gone through and use it as an example. It is your testimony. It is your story. It is your business. It is your destiny. It is your purpose. It's all mixed in there. But until we realize that, we can't honor God. We got to honor God in our suffering in ways. So in 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter is where we're going. And one of the questions I posted up on the post was, what keeps you from giving up when life gets hard? What keeps you from giving up when life gets hard? Okay, I know for me, it's listening to the gospel. It's the word. It's encouraging words. It's, hey, Anita, thank you for joining us. And it's an encouragement of our sisters. It's encouraging each other. What keeps you going, keeps you from giving up when life gets hard, is your trust in God. That's what's keeping you, and that's what should be keeping you. Now, each one of you may have your own thing, and you can post something right in the comment section, in the section. What keeps you from giving up when life gets hard? What is that thing that you're leaning on? What is that thing that you're trusting in? People are leaving here, guys, every day. Someone is losing a loved one of the virus or whatever sickness or whatever. But what is keeping you from giving up? Because there are some people in the world who are giving up. They're giving up. They're giving up on life. They're giving up on their situation. Some people are giving up on God because they feel that they can't feel him. They can't see him, not realizing God has been there. He's always there. So we have to sometimes share our story and let people know, you know what? I'm going through hardship too, but this is what I do. I'm not going to give up. What keeps me from giving up is reading my word, praying, trusting in the God that I know I serve, listening to the gospel music, find those songs that get into your spirit because it's about music, it's about worship, and that does something to you. And listen to the words, not the melodies, not the beats, not the tempos, but getting songs and the words which move you. And those are what I know for me, that has what kept me from giving up when life got hard. Looking back on all the things that God has brought me through when I thought and wanted to give up. And God would say, no, 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 it's not time to give up. Oh, God will put people in your path that is worse than you. And you realize, you know what? I got to hold on. I didn't came this far. Why am I going to allow the enemy to win? Many of you have come so far in your walk. You have come so far in things that you've gone through. You've gone through abuse, domestic violence, rape, drugs, alcohol, divorce, singleness. You have gone through death. You have gone through so much. Why at the point of this point in your life are you ready to give up? And what the enemy does, y'all, ladies, listen to me. What he does, he knows that your blessing is right there. And when you are right there at the edge of getting your breakthrough, that's when a lot of people give up. When they're right at the edge of that door, they're standing in front of the door that God is saying, I need you to open the door. They got the hand on the knob, about to open the door. And let me tell you something, some of y'all have opened the door, but you allow the enemy to keep you from walking in the door. Don't give up. Life is going to get hard. Or sometimes what we'll do, we'll turn, we'll be at the door of our breakthrough. And then something happens in our life, a family member, a loved one, a parent, someone gets sick, someone dies, a financial situation, or whatever, ministry and church and all this, the closing of the churches and stuff. Hey, Rosa, thank you. Come on in. And some people are at that door, and what they do is they go back. And your blessing is at the door. And God is saying, open the door. I am on the other side of the door. What I have for you is on the other side. And what happens is the enemy brings distractions. And so we're standing at the door and here comes someone calling your name. They call your name and you turn and look. And the Lord said, my sheep know my voice. If you know his voice, you shouldn't be turning and listening to nobody else's voice. And if God is on the other side of that door and his voice is saying, come on, and you didn't got the door open. Some of you are at the open door and he is standing on the other side and he is calling you by your name and he's telling you to come on, but your suffering and your circumstances and your issues are on the are behind you and they're calling your name to come back. Who are you going to listen to? Many people are listening to that which is behind and not that which is in front. And it's time to look at that which is in front. You know about suffering. You know about surviving. You know about getting it through. You know about rubbing two pennies, two nickels to make a dime. You know about robbing Peter to pay Paul. And God is saying, okay, it's time out. You know how to do that. That's behind you. Those things keep calling you. But God is saying, I'm trying to take you to a whole nother level. I'm trying to take you where you don't have to worry rubbing two nickels to make a dime and all that crazy stuff. You ain't got to go through that. You got to come through the door. And so, you know, that's what's going on. Don't allow the enemy to use what you're going through, ladies, to use your suffering, to use your circumstance. I just feel somebody's at the edge of their breakthrough and you're about to give up. You're right at the edge. You're about to say, I can't do this no more. I can't do it. I can't do it. I've been holding on, Lord. When is it going to happen, Lord? I can't do it. And God is saying, you got to hold on. You got to walk through the door. Stop looking at behind. Stop worrying about the past. You got to move forward because I have so much great. Grab your chucks and your pearls and walk through the door of your blessing. Put your chucks on so you can run through the door. Grab your pearls because you are a queen. And put them on and you stretch yourself through that door of your blessings and what God has for you. Because that is what's on the other side. And we're talking about how can I honor God in my suffering. That's how we honor God. What keeps you from giving up when life gets hard is knowing that you serve the true and living God. That you serve a God that loves you even when man don't love you. God still loves you. What keeps you from giving up when life gets hard is because the God that you serve, he got your back. He has your back, your front, and your sides. He is all around you. And he's the one that's been keeping you alive. He's the one that's been keeping you focused. He's the one that's been keeping you on track. It has not been you. It's been God that's been keeping you from falling. So that's what's been keeping you from giving up when life gets hard. And so even in our passage, we're in 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter. 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter. And I want y'all to go to verse 7. 2 Corinthians 4 and 7. I'm going to read from the NIV version, and then I'm going to read the next one. A lying spirit and the spirit of bondage that's trying to keep us from going through the door, even when you God have the door. Yes, that's right, Glenda. Yes, that spirit of bondage, that spirit of I owe. See, we deal with that spirit of bondage, that spirit of where we feel like we owe people, or we have, you know, people have done so much to us for us, so we owe them. So we feel that guilt instead of we don't want to walk through the door because we don't want to leave nobody behind because they have helped us get through. Well, some folks you're going to have to leave behind. Everybody can't go through the open door. Everybody just can't go through the open door. Ladies, we are good for that. We are nurturers. We are emotional. That's why God created us. We want to take everybody with us. We just want to take everybody with us. And that's okay to feel that way. Don't get me wrong. It's okay to feel it because that's who we are. But God is saying, I need you to go beyond that. That is who I created you to be. But I don't want you to use and allow that to keep you in bondage. Don't allow your emotions. Don't allow your love for people. Don't allow all of that to keep you behind because you are scared to leave folks behind. Somebody got to get out. Somebody got to get out the basket. So somebody's got to walk through the door. Because once you walk through the door and you get your blessings, now you can bring your sister out. And that is the whole key. Don't be walking through the door and don't bring your sister out. Don't think our vice president's forgotten about us, ladies, that she's in the office and she's going to say, I got in, I'm not going to know. I believe she's going to be thinking, she's thinking about women. She's not just thinking about everything, but she's thinking about the women and what women need and the line that she has come through of powerful women. And I think she's going to be pushing that. So we got to do the same. That's right. Everybody can go. Stop trying to take everybody with y'all. I'm telling y'all, we talked about this before. Stop trying to take everybody with you. Sometimes you can't even take your own darn kids with you. Sometimes you got to leave your kids behind too, because they can hinder you too, because you're so busy focused on your kids and what they need and trying to get them to where they need to be. And once they get where they got to go, they forget about you. So sometimes even your closest family members, you got to leave on the other side of the door. They can't come through the door. Leave a lot of people behind. I know, Glenda, me too. How many of y'all had to leave? Put some hearts up. If you find yourself, you know you had to leave a lot of people behind in this walk that you didn't want to, but you know you love God so much that you say, you know what? I got to do what God say. Throw your hearts up there if you had to leave a lot of people behind, because I feel, Ms. Glenda, yes, you have to do that. All right. 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, starting the 7th verse. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this is all surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Come on now, y'all. That should be some of y'all national anthem right there. You know what I mean? That should be y'all thing for this year. Y'all should be saying, you know what? I may be hard, perplexed on every side, but I am not crushed. I may be perplexed, but I'm not in despair, because I know who the God I serve. They may persecute me, but I am not abandoned, because God has not abandoned me. They may have struck me down, but not destroyed. And that is so important. We have to get that type of mindset in our thinking. And then when he talks about, but we have this treasure. When he talks about treasures, he's talking about the word of God. He's talking about God has put in us his treasure, his word, his gifts, his talents. He has put all of that within us. That is his treasure. He has put his treasures in us. Okay, so he said, well, we have this treasure. And he talks about earthen vessels. The King James Version says earthen vessels. And mine says jars of clay. So your earthen vessels and jars of clay is what? We are. We are the earthly vessels. We are the jars of clay. The treasure is the word of God. Y'all, he has put gifts in many of y'all. He has put the word in many of y'all. He has put talents in many of y'all. Many of y'all have knowledge and y'all have wisdom beyond what a man can imagine. God, those are your treasures. He's put those treasures in you. He has put them treasures in you. I need y'all to get that in. You got these treasures in y'all. And the earthen vessels are us. So he said, but we have this treasure in jars of clay. We are like jars of clay. And when I say that we are like jars of clay, and it's with Paul seemed amazed that God would put this incredible treasure, the light and gospel of Christ in us, okay, that are common in some earthen vessels, which is us. We are those jars of clay. That God would put his anointing in us. Come on, y'all. That God would put his spirit in us. Come on, y'all. We are just earthen vessels. We are just these jars of clay. But he put all of this in us. He loves us that much. Come on now. He loves us that much. So back in the time when Paul's time, they had the clay jars. Everybody had jars of clay. They had jars of clay all over the house. Everybody had clay, jars of clay, put water in. They used them for all kinds of things. They used them to put oil in. They used them for many different things, okay? But remember, they were fragile. But if one broke, you simply picked up another jar. And the importance of the clay jar was not in itself. It wasn't the jar that was that just important, but in what it carried, okay? It wasn't just you, just this isn't just not important. It's what we carry. That's what's important. The gift of God, the gift of wisdom, the gift of not the gift that God has put in you. That's what we carry. It's not just about this fleshly body here, okay? So the importance of the clay jar was not in itself, but in what it carried. In a similar way, our bodies are fragile. Many of you are fragile. We are fragile. Okay, we're prone to break. How many of y'all have been through some broken hearts, broken situations, broken this? You know, we've been through some broken stuff. We're fragile. We can break. Okay? But yet God uses us to be vessels of his glory and truth. So God knows we can be broken, but he still loves and he still uses us. Think about it. No matter what you've gone through, no matter what you've done in your past, how broken you are, whatever you've done, God still loves you and God still wants to use you. You have to remember that. We are jars of clay. And the jars of clay can get broken sometimes. Some of us got some cracks all over the place. And you wonder how did God put you back together again. But he puts you back because what's inside of you is a value. The gifts that you carry are of value. And God wants to use you. No matter how broken you are, no matter how hurt you have been, no matter what has gone on your past, present, future, whatever that you're dealing with, God still loves you and God still wants to use you. He uses the broken pieces. Some of us are broken pieces. He was scattered everywhere. We were all over the place. This person had a piece of us. This man had a piece of us. This group had a piece of us. We had pieces all over the world, all over the place. But God somehow gathered all those pieces back, mended this vessel back together, and planted a treasure inside to be used of him. Come on now. That's awesome. And the thing about it, y'all, what he put inside, it ain't dripping out, leaking. You know, sometimes you get a broken vessel. You may have a broken cup, and you try to glue it together, and you put some water in it, and it all comes spewing out. But think about how the anointing is. You know, he puts us back together. Some of us may still have some little cracks in there because some of those thorns are in our flesh that are there to remind us where we came from and what God has brought us through. And so what he does when he starts to fill us up with his gifts and talents, they start to spew out on everybody. And that's when they start to leak on this person. Your gift goes over here, your talent, and everything starts to spew out. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing because when he fills you up, you're pouring out. So he keeps filling you up with things and you're pouring out. He keeps filling you up and you're pulling out. You're not holding it all just for you, but you're allowing it to come out. And some of those little cracks that are still in there, that they're to remind us who God is and how much he loves us and all the things that we go through in our testimonies and how powerful our stories are if we begin to share. And that is what's so awesome. And I just thought with Sunday, when I passed, when he talked about the topic was darkness, watch out for these stars. Well, think about the stars only come out at night. Many of you are like stars. Any of you got to watch out because y'all coming through some dark areas. Y'all going to be going through some dark situations, but your star, you're going to shine like the stars in the sky. You're going to be guiding some people out of their breakthroughs. You're going to be guiding some people out of their situations because you are the star. You are the star that God is going to send in the darkness to illuminate the darkness. That is so important. When he said that, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to steal that. But it's so powerful when you think about it. You know, when you look at the sky tonight, what do you see? The stars. The stars are shining beyond the darkness. And that's what God wants you to do when you're suffering and whatever you're going through. It's for you to shine through your suffering, shine through your situation. Don't allow the darkness of whatever life is throwing at you to smother up your shine, to smother up who you are. Baby, shine. Shine through the darkness. Shine through whatever situation you're going through. Smile no matter what is happening to your life. Still shine. People don't need to know your struggle unless you want to share your story. But shine. Let the enemy know no matter what he throws at you, you're going to shine just like the stars that shine in the darkness. He may put darkness around you. You may have darkness people around you, your family, whatever the situation is, but you're going to be the light that's going to illuminate all the darkness that's in your life. So the suffering, this is how we honor God in our suffering, by allowing our lights to shine, by allowing ourselves to shine, even though we're suffering. You may be suffering in sickness. You may be going through some pain, but still let your light show shine through your pain and suffering. Still let people know that you love God, that you still serve God, and you know he's able to heal, he's able to deliver, and he's able to set you free. But let your light shine. Be that star. And so darkness can say, oh, I need to watch out because here they come. They're coming for me. They're going to illuminate all the darkness. So that is so important. We almost getting ready to close out. But to understand that we're honoring God with our suffering. Everything we do and say is a reflection of the gospel in us. So ladies, we got to watch how we act. 2021, ladies, we got to be ladies. We got to be women of God. We got to watch how we act. Watch what we say. We want to say things to give God the glory. We're not to say things that's going to hurt people, because God is about lifting people up. There's a way you can tell people they're wrong and still lift them up and not hurt them. But we're here to lift people up, to encourage people. Everything we do and say is a reflection of the gospel in us. Even when we face hardship and suffering, we still can reflect and glorify God in our lives. We are merely earthly vessels, but we are carrying the world's most important message everywhere we go. You are the only example of Christ that somebody may see. So we have to represent Christ, just like our vice presidents represent who she is in that White House. And those, we got to represent the God that we serve. Because the person that you could be working beside may not know God, and you're the only God that they see and know. And if you're showing a bad representation of who Christ is, and they're looking at you, but you're talking about the gospel, but you acting like a monkey tail fool over here, you're giving them mixed signals. Be that example in your life, in your walk. You don't have to tell people anything. You don't got to talk about how you are in this. All you got to do is show them your life. Because people are watching you, no matter who you realize people ain't watching you. People are watching you every day. They're watching where you go, how you live, what you look like, how you speak to people, how you carry yourself. So we have to be very careful, ladies, how we treat each other as sisters. We still got to love each other. Yeah, she may have made you mad. Okay. But you still got to love her. Because we got to be that example. We got to carry Christ. And as years ago, they had that saying, what would Jesus do? And you know what? They took it and they ran with it and they made it into a big circus thing. But in reality, y'all, we really have to think about that. What would Jesus do if he was in this situation? What would Jesus say? How would Jesus treat people? Even those that did him wrong. Even those that treated him wrong. Come on, go back and look. How did he treat them? Even though they hung them on a cross, pierced them in the side, nailed them to the cross, look at how he still treated them. Even when they whooped him with the 9 kinds, look how he treated them, how he treated his enemies. And we have to be the example. I know, girl, I know they hurt you, girl. I know they hurt your feelings. I know you want to knock them out, girl. I know that they did what they did to you. I know he laid hands on you, not in Jesus' name. I understand that. But it's not about what they did. It's about how we treat people. God is looking at how we deal with the situation. He's looking at what example you are showing. Hey, Denise, come on in. Hey, Ms. Grinda, come on in, guys. He's looking at how we treat people. And every now and then, you know, I have to catch myself. I'll be wanting to go tell some roses on. And every now and then I have to catch myself. Be like, okay, how would Jesus, I gotta show an example of Christ. And God would tell y'all, I'm telling you, he'll speak in your head. That little voice will get in your head. And you be like, okay, Lord, I be nice. Even though they just went to the boss and lied on me, I still got to treat them with love and the kindness of God. And that is so important. So everything we do and say is reflection of the gospel in us. So we have to, this is how we honor God. This is how we honor God in our suffering. Because let me tell you, when you're suffering, you get mad at everything. You're suffering going through, you get mad at God. How many of y'all been to that place where, you know, you was going through some stuff and you started to get mad at God? You were like, Lord, look, Lord. Now you said, you know, we get mad. Come on. Now it's not, don't be ashamed. We all been there, done that. We get mad at God. When you lose a loved one, most people blame God. But God said, that's all right. Come on, give it to me. My shoulders are big enough to hold it. I want you to give it to me. I want you to come and fuss at me. You know, people would say, no, you can't do that. Yes, you can. Give it to him. He can handle it. He wants you, because when you give it to him, ladies, you're getting it out of your system. You're getting it out of you and you're giving it to God. So yeah, you may have those moments. Why, Lord? Why? Why did you take my mama and you could have took my daddy because you know he ain't no good. Why did you have them abuse me and beat me? Where were you at, Lord? Why didn't you stop what was going on? He wants us to ask those questions because when he gives us our answers, you got to be ready for the answers. But he will give us our answers. But he wants you to ask those questions because what's happening, you're taking those weights off of you and you're giving them over to God because you can't handle that. And when you give it over to him, then he can work on you and lighten the load. And then he'll begin to start to minister you and tell you why these things happen. A lot of times we don't want to hear the reason why we had to suffer and go through some stuff because God knows we can handle it. There was one thing they used to tell me on God only gives you, God don't put no more on you than what you can bear. They used to tell me that all the time. I tell y'all something. I got so sick of hearing that. I was getting mad. I was like, I don't want to hear, don't y'all tell me that anymore. Because I was going through some situations in my life several years ago. And I was going through some stuff. And I was getting mad. I was getting mad at the church folks. I was getting mad at so much and someone came and told me God don't put on you no more than what you can bear. And I sat there one day, I said, "Well, Lord, you know what? I must can really bear a lot because you know what? You have thrown a whole kitchen sink, the house and everything on me. And I'm sitting here struggling with my kids, homeless, single parent. I'm working, going to church, doing all this stuff, living homeless. The situation didn't have lights, didn't have water, didn't have this, but I was still faithful to what God had called me to do. People didn't even realize it. People didn't know the struggle that I was going through, some of the things, because I kept going. I didn't allow it to take me out of character. But there were days when I would sat there and I would ask God, why, Lord, why? And that thing would come back to me. He does not put no more on you than you can bear. And I had to say, you know what, Lord? Okay, you are with me. I know and I trust and believe you, and I'm going to hold on you because that's all I know. I can't call this person and tell them my situation because they're looking at me like I'm crazy. I can't share with this and that and stuff. But so my struggle and what I had to go through for over a year, it made me get closer to God and it taught me how to trust him. And let me tell y'all something. Those were days when I didn't have money, didn't know I was going to have food. My kids ate every day. They always had some food. They always, it brought the family closer with so much. So your suffering is not all, it's not bad, y'all. We got to learn how to take the good out of the suffering. But I thank God because it allowed me to get closer to him because it kept me in prayer. It kept me on my knees. It kept me in my word. I was still going to church. I was still doing my duties at church. I was still doing things nobody knew. I was going to work and stuff, you know. And did what I wasn't making a lot of money at the time, so I had to do this, do that in order to get lights back on. And there were times where we had to take water jugs and we had to walk to the bus station, fill jugs of water up, to come back to take baths and to wash up. There were times I had to wash up at the bus. Let me tell you, I'm telling y'all my story, my testimony, because I know what God can do when you're going through your suffering, when you just trust and believe in him because he's going to bring you out. And there were times, and especially when you got kids and you're sitting there wondering and you're sitting in the middle of the night and you're crying and you're praying and you're crying and you're praying, but then you get people looking at you and looking at you and wondering and they're talking about you and they treat you any kind of way that they going through, you know, they looking at you like whatever, and they don't know your story. They don't know the smile on my face is because God put it there, and because the God that I trust and I believe in, and I know he's going to bring me out, and I know he's not going to allow me to go through this for no reason. And if I had just trusted him, it built faith. So your suffering, y'all, ladies, the stuff that you're going through right now, it is to grow you. It is to build you for what God has in store for you that you can't see right now. So don't sit and count it that you're, you know, don't take advantage of the small thing. You know, they talk about, you know, the small stuff. I may be quoting it wrong, but the things that you're going through, some of you may be going through some struggling right now. You may be dealing with some death, heartache, whatever. Allow God to use that. You got to go through it. You got to go through it to see the other side of it. And you may have to ride this thing out by yourself, because there may not be nobody there that you can take with you. We talked about the door, but you got to go through that door. If you stay on that other side and hold that doorknob and don't walk through that door, you're never going to know what God can do in your life. You got to open that door and you got to walk through that door, because he is on the other end of that door. And once you get through there, it's going to be like a tunnel. It's going to be dark. It may not be no windows, because the darkness, what did we just talk about? The stars are going to illuminate the darkness. You are the star. So once you walk through that open door, through that darkness, you're going to illuminate the darkness and you're going to make it through. Now, you may not can see what's coming ahead, but you know that God is standing right at the end of that tunnel. He's waiting for you, and you got to get through that situation that you're dealing with. You got to go through some suffering in order to make it through to the other end, and trust and believe he's going to bring you out. So you may be going through something right now, but God is there to bring you out. Couldn't give in the struggle. That's right. Don't give in the struggle. Don't give in the struggle. Been there and you think you are the only one. Yes. When you think you're on the only one. Thank you. Traditional comments. Yes. You know, God is, you're not. And this is why it is so important, is to make us the pure gold that went through the fire. Yes, that refining fire. This is why it's so important, sisters, to share our testimonies and stories with each other, because you're not in it alone. You're not going through it alone. The enemy wants us to think that we're going through things all by ourselves. The enemy puts us, separates us from each other. Because he wants to get us alone. If he can get you by yourself, oh, he got you, baby. He'll start feeding your head with everything that he can. But when you hook yourself up with sisters in Christ, and you communicate, and you're helping each other out, and you're sharing your stories, there's strength in numbers. He doesn't want the strength in numbers. And definitely in the Black community, he brings as much division as he can in the Black community with us women. We are never alone. God is all yes. He has brought so much division in the women in the Black community. We're going through our struggle, and many of us are going through the same thing. You in apartment A, and the girl down in apartment C going through the same thing that you going through in apartment A. And y'all will never know, because everybody's got beef with each other. You don't talk to each other. You see each other down the hallway. You're walking out, locking your doors, and you don't even speak. And she's going through the same thing that you're going through. And I realize if you talk to each other, show love, and communicate, y'all can put what y'all got together, like the widow woman, put your stuff together and make enough for both of y'all families to enjoy. But we got to break this thing that the enemy is trying to bring amongst the women and keep the division from us. Don't allow the suffering. This is how we honor God in our suffering. It's by helping each other, sharing with each other, and encouraging each other, and lifting each other up, and being that star in the darkness. Be that star in the darkness. And I'm not talking about the physical darkness outside, but the darkness of life, the darkness that we're going through, even in this country, with all the stuff that's been going through, with all this virus and stuff. Be the light. Talk positive. Send words of encouragement. When you get around people, they just, worries me about the vibes, worries me about this. You be that star and shine. And let the devil know, look, darkness, the stars are coming for you. The stars are coming for you, okay? So we have to remember that. The question was, and before we close out, as we started off, was what keeps you from giving up when life gets hard? The answer is largely in what we just talked about in some of the verses. But we endure because he has shown us mercy and grace. So many of you are enduring because God has shown you mercy and grace. We endure because it draws us closer to God. So in your suffering, you're enduring because it does draw you closer to God. Okay? It gets you on your knees. I'm telling y'all, it gets you on your knees. Okay? We endure because it draws us closer to God as we keep focused on him. We endure because it displays the power of God and the life we have in him. Glenn says, in the spirit of jealousy is running rapid to keep us from helping each other. Yes, that's the spirit of jealousy. I don't know what it is, ladies. And all of y'all that's on here, y'all can comment on it. I don't know what it is, but this spirit of jealousy. I told y'all this year for me, it's about sisterhood. This year for me, it's about building each other up. and encourage each other. We got to break this generational curse. This curse goes all the way back to slavery, of the fight and the division amongst black women in the black community. We got to break this thing and stop it. Because, yeah, the jealousy and envy and treating each other, throwing shade at each other and talking to, you know, we got to stop all that. We, you know, it's a division. We can't grow until we come together. So Ms. Glenda's right. The spirit of jealousy is running rapid to keep us from helping each other. Yes. So what keeps us from giving up when life is hard is getting rid of that spirit of jealousy. We can also endure and not give up when we keep our suffering in perspective. Okay. From the viewpoint of our eternity with Christ, whatever we endure in this life is our light afflictions. When we allow God to work in us, we find strength. So when you begin to allow God to work in you, that's where your strength comes in. When you give it over to God, you surrender over to God, that's where your strength comes in. You're going to go through. We all have gone through something. We all are going through something. But when you feel weak, you feel like you can't make it, that's when you need to give it to God. You should have been gave it to God, but we are human and we don't. Let's be real. We are human. We doubt. There are times when we doubt God. I've been there. There are times when I doubt God, and there's some things that I've given over to God. Then there's some things I'm scared to give over to God and hold on. And God has said, okay, I'll just sit back and wait till you're ready to give it over to me. And it's like, why? You know, you ask yourself why you want. You know he's able to do, but there's something and you're just scared to give this one thing over to God and stuff. But it's a process, and it's a process of deliverance. And so we have to allow God to work in us. And to be our strength. And no matter what we're going through, and allow him to get us through it. Give it over to him. Yes, it's hard. But when you're suffering and you're going through, believe me, trust God through your suffering. You're going to have to go through it. Okay? I'm not here to tell you when you give it to God, you're not going to go through. You still got to go through the process. Because you have to learn from it. There's something in everything that we go. Everything God does, there's a purpose behind it. We talked about that here all the time. God doesn't do anything without a purpose. Everything he does is purpose. Everything he allows to happen is a purpose behind it. And for many of us, our suffering is to strengthen us. Our suffering is for us to see people for who they really are. Our suffering is basically for us to grow and get closer to him. To get us to pray more, to get us to fast more. So it's not easy. No, it's not easy. It's hard. Yeah, you want to give up. But when you become rooted and grounded in Christ and you know the God that you serve and you know why you serve him, giving up, you'll think about it, but then the Holy Spirit won't allow it to happen. Because we're human. We're not perfect. There are times where I doubted God. There are times when I got angry with God. There are times when I just was like, you know what? I don't even know if I'm going to do this thing. Really, Lord, did you call me to do this or not? There are times when you get like that. And there are times when God has to set you aside and he begins to talk to you just like a dad talks to his kids. And lets you know that he got you. Yes, thank you, Denise. Suffering is part of life. So it's how we handle it. It's going to come. It's going to come, ladies, but it's how you deal with it, how you handle it. Are you going to allow it to overtake you, or are you going to overtake it? Are you going to be the star in the darkness, or are you going to allow the darkness to overshadow you? Suffering is a part of life. We're going to suffer some things, but it's how we handle it and what we allow the suffering to do. You know, let's take back our lives. Let's take back our anointing. Let's take back our calling. Let's take us back. We've given ourselves out to everybody, everything. It's time to take us back. Take back your gift. Okay, now there's some things that the enemy has taken from some of y'all you don't need to take back. That's a song and they're saying, you know, I want to go take everything back that the devil stole from me. No, everything you don't need to take back. There's something you need to let the devil have. Okay, let him keep it. You need to keep some stuff. But you need to take it back. Don't allow it. Go through the suffering. Don't give up in it. Go through your door. Because God is walking right there with you through it. He's always been there with you. He's never left you. We've leave God. God never leaves us. God is always with us. Even when we feel like we don't hear him, even when we feel like we don't feel him, he's always there. He's never, he said, I never leave you or forsake you. Those are his words. So when the enemy wants to get you to think God has forsaken you, forgotten about you, that's a lie. He is right there with us. Right. Don't take back. Some of that stuff we need to leave. We need to watch some of the stuff we say. There's some things we don't need to take back. There's some people we don't need to take back. There's some stuff we don't need to take back. Leave it where it is. Stop trying to go back and pick up stuff, rekindle stuff, take stuff back. Don't do it. God never said there wouldn't be storms, but he promised he will be with us through the storm. That's right. That is right. And we got to keep that mentality. And when you have that mentality like that, Cynthia, and I love it. That's an awesome one. I hope everybody sees that. When you have that mentality, you'll go through the storm smiling with your head up because you know God is right there with us. Yeah, you get a little bump around every time, a little bit. Then, you know, the storm will come. The wind will blow you here and there. But you stay focused because leave and keep it moving. Right. You're staying focused because you know God is right there with us. Because he's never left us. He's never left us. So when you hear people say you come across somebody that feels like God is not with them, they don't hear from God, God has left them, tell them God never leaves us. We leave God, but he doesn't leave us. We kick God to the curb. We throw shade. We want to go over here because we feel it's better on this side. We put God time out. We try to time out God. Be like, you know, Lord, you stay over here. I'm going over here to do this right now because right now I can't do what you want to do. And God, he stays away for us patiently. We leave him. He never leaves us. He's always been there with us. Because we get so caught up in what we want, ladies, and we get caught up in our kids. We get caught up in our spouses. We get caught up in ministry. We get caught up in our jobs. We get caught up in so much stuff, we begin to leave God. But he never leaves us. Okay? So as you're going through your suffering, remember that. Pray and talk to God. And ask God to help you endure your suffering. Ask God to help you go through. Get your journals. Journal stuff when you're going through. Write things down. That really helps. Journaling really helps to get things out of here onto paper so you can really talk and pray to God about it. Okay? Those are some things you can do. And share your story with someone else. Talk to another sister. Yeah. You know what, Carolyn? I love that quote. Don't tell God how big the storm is. Tell the storm how big your God is. I love that. I saw that on a t-shirt. And I love that quote, Carolyn. Thank you for putting that up there. Because we have to have that mentality. We got to stop allowing, you know, don't tell God how big the storm is. He knows. You need to tell the storm how big your God is. And your storm could be anything. Whatever that storm is in your life, you need to tell that storm how big your God is. Because he got this. And we got to have that attitude. Thank you for putting that up, Carolyn, because I love that. I saw that, and I was like, man, I got to get that, because that is so true. And if we take that mentality in 2021, there's no stopping us. We can get things done. We begin to do the things that we need to do for God. And when the enemy tries to attack you, tell him, you don't know the God that I serve. Oh, he's a big God, and he don't play. And we let the storm know that. Y'all awesome. Well, ladies, I think that's the end of that lesson. If y'all got some more comments, but it's just to encourage you guys to remember, you know, we're going to suffer some things. As Ms. Denise says, suffering is part of life. We're going to go through some things, but we got to honor God in our suffering. That's by staying focused, trusting him, loving him, and not allowing the enemy to get us off focus. And we're human, and God knows we're going to slip up and trip up every now and then. But don't allow it. And when Glenn says, when we are in the storm, we can't drown in it. Stay afloat. That I like that, Glenda. Yeah, don't drown in the storm. Stay afloat. You trust God, he'll keep you afloat. Some people drown because they don't stay float. What happened to Peter walking on the water? He started walking because he was up focusing on God. But when he started getting off focus, he started to doubt and started to drown. Don't be like that. Okay? Go through your storm. We're in the storm, but you can't drown. Stay afloat. Stay focused. Focus on God. And he will get you to, he will get you through what he needs to get you through. Y'all are awesome today. Y'all are awesome. Ladies, I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Y'all are awesome. I really thank all y'all for coming on. And make sure y'all share with the other women, you know, that we're here every Monday, 8 o'clock p.m. for the Women Transform Sisterhood. And I can always tell you guys, if you got some topics that you want to talk about, put them in the comment section. If there's a question or something you've been wanting to get some answers on, I can try to help. Put a bit of comments. And we can do some new stuff this year. I'll be glad when we get off this quarantine to we all can get together and do a big fellowship. We need to do a big retreat and just get everybody together and enjoy each other's company and fellowship. So we just praying this Corona be gone, but we may end up taking Rona with us. Rona needs some deliverance too. But I thank you guys for coming on and enjoying. I enjoy the conversation. I enjoy the comments. You guys are awesome. As always. All right, ladies, let's close out in prayer. Father, Lord, we thank you for each and every one that's on here, Lord. I ask you to touch and bless them in an unusual way. Send a miraculous miracle to each and one of their homes, each one that's listening replay. God, I ask you to anoint them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, that they'll walk through their suffering, that they'll allow you to guide them through whatever they're going through, whatever situation they're standing in need of, God. Let them know that you're right there with them, that you haven't left them, you haven't forsaken them, that you're still right there with them, no matter what they've done, that you still love them. Lord, I ask you to bless them in so many different areas of their life, whatever they stand in need of, God, whatever they've been praying to you about in their secret closet, they told nobody about but you, God. But we ask you to bless them in an unusual way. Do we dispatch the angels to each and every one that's listening homes to keep them covered and keep them protected with your precious blood as they go throughout their day, God. Keep their minds stayed on you. And we thank you for each and every one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen, ladies. All right, ladies. I thank y'all. We will be back next Monday, 8 o'clock, with whatever the Lord gives us to share and talk about and so forth. But like I said, if there's a comment or a topic or something you guys want to talk about, last year we did the women in the Bible, which was awesome. Carolyn and Cynthia recommended that. So if you guys got some more recommendations or some ideas, please put them in the comment section so we can look at them and get them started. It's fun when you guys share things that you guys want to talk about. It really helps, okay? So I thank you all. Thank you, Carolyn, Cynthia, Glenda, who I got Denise on here. I got to scroll down, y'all, my phone. Miss Glenda, Grinda, Yvonne, Michelle, I know she's on here, and Selma Kelly, all you guys, Rosa, thank you guys for coming in and joining, and those of you watching on replay, I thank you all. All right, guys, until next time, I love you all. You guys have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Women Transform Podcast with your host, Pamela Jordan. If you like this episode and would like to hear many more, you can find us on Spotify under Women Transform, or you can email us at MissPamelaJordan@yahoo.com. Thank you for joining. Until next time, God bless.